USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says he'll retaliate against France for adopting a pioneering tax on Internet giants like Google, Amazon, and Facebook, but he isn't sure what products will be taxed.
We'll see what happens, but they put a tax on. We said, don't do it. We tax our companies. You don't tax our companies. And we'll be announcing something. It might be a wine. It might be on something else, but we'll be. It's called reciprocal. It's a reciprocal tax.
Democratic House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler held a news conference Friday to discuss the way forward for his committee. After the Mueller testimony Wednesday, he said that the committee's work will continue.
We will continue to seek testimony from key fact witnesses. As many of you know, the committee has authorized several additional subpoenas. Our work will continue into the August recess, and we will use those subpoenas if we must.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
A meeting of the minds behind closed doors Friday between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York. Ocasio-Cortez shared her thoughts on the meeting with reporters as she walked to the elevator.
It was a positive meeting and productive.
And Pelosi had this to say.
I have some level of confidence and actually joy in seeing diversity in our caucus.
The two have disagreed over whether to start the impeachment process against the president. T-Mobile's $26.5 billion takeover of rival Sprint has been approved by the Justice Department. CEO John Ledger says the agreement includes conditions to set up satellite TV provider Dish as the fourth wireless company, so the number of major U.S. providers remains at four.
We have reached agreements with Dish to divest all of Sprint's prepaid businesses at close, including Boost Mobile, Virgin Mobile, and Sprint-branded prepaid customers.
Dish will pay T-Mobile approximately $5 billion for the assets it's acquiring. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Two North Carolina bomb squad agents were injured, one of them critically, when bomb-making materials blew up while they were searching the home of 33-year-old Jimmy Tindall, who had homemade explosives in his car. Two bombs were found in the vehicle. That led to a search of his residence, where three more were found. Europe's dealing with problems, including travel disruptions from one of its worst heat waves ever. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The travel problems began on Thursday, especially disrupting rail and air travel in Britain, lasting into Friday. Technical problems at the air traffic control center there grounded many flights at the nation's two main airports. Britain, along with much of Western Europe, enduring one of its hottest days ever on Thursday, with a reading of 102 Fahrenheit recorded at Cambridge University's Botanic Garden in eastern England. Paris recorded its hottest day ever at nearly 109. Europeans and tourists were jumping into fountains, lakes, rivers, or the sea to escape the heat wave rising up from the Sahara. Britain, France, Belgium, Germany, and the Netherlands are all places where air conditioning is not typically installed in homes or stores or restaurants.
And the Tour de France has been stopped because of adverse weather conditions of a different sort. Team owner Doug Ryder says stage 19 in the Alps was called off with less than 18 miles to go.
So massive amounts of hail, and there was lots of snow still on the mountains. I think that combination of quite strong winds, hail, rain, and everything like it just caused this crazy avalanche. Nature is an amazing thing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.